Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Don't Talk About Politics: How to Change 21st Century Minds by Sarah Stein Lebrano examines why political conversations so often fail and what it takes to make them productive again. Rather than treating disagreement as a problem of ignorance or bad faith, the book looks at the social and psychological dynamics that shape how people form beliefs, defend identities, and respond to pressure. Lebrano argues that modern persuasion is less about winning debates and more about creating conditions where someone can revise a view without feeling threatened or humiliated. The focus is practical: how to speak with friends, relatives, co-workers, and strangers across ideological divides while keeping relationships intact. Drawing on research-informed ideas and real-world patterns of communication, the book offers a framework for reducing defensiveness, asking better questions, and listening in ways that change what a conversation can accomplish. It is a guide for readers who want influence without manipulation and clarity without cruelty in an age of constant political heat. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why political arguments rarely persuade. A core theme is that most political talk is structured to fail because it is built like a contest. People enter discussions aiming to prove intelligence, loyalty, or moral standing, which makes the conversation about identity rather than information. In that context, facts can backfire when someone feels attacked. They interpret new evidence as a threat and search for counterarguments, leaving both sides more certain than before. The book highlights how social incentives reinforce this pattern. Online platforms reward outrage, quick takes, and dunking, while everyday group life rewards signaling belonging. Even in private, many people fear that changing their mind will mean admitting weakness or betraying their community. Lebrano emphasizes that persuasion is not just cognitive, but social. It depends on whether someone feels safe enough to reconsider. Understanding this changes the goal of a conversation. Instead of chasing immediate conversion, you aim to lower the emotional cost of reflection. That means focusing on trust, tone, and the framing of disagreement. When readers grasp why arguments so often harden positions, they can stop repeating tactics that feel rational but reliably produce resistance. Secondly, building the conditions for openness and trust. The book stresses that minds change when people experience respect, agency, and relational safety. Lebrano explores how to create those conditions deliberately. One element is separating a person's worth from their beliefs, so disagreement does not sound like contempt. Another is acknowledging uncertainty and complexity, which signals that the conversation is a joint search rather than a prosecution. The author encourages readers to pay attention to status dynamics, including who is being publicly corrected, who feels cornered, and whether the interaction allows someone to save face. Trust also grows when you demonstrate that you understand the other person's concerns accurately before challenging them. This is not performative politeness. It is a way of reducing misinterpretation and defensiveness. The book also distinguishes between contexts where productive dialogue is possible and contexts where it is not, such as performative group debates or interactions with people seeking conflict. By treating openness as something you can cultivate, not something you demand, the reader learns to shift from confrontation to invitation. The practical payoff is that difficult discussions become less exhausting and more honest, with a better chance of long-term influence. Thirdly, asking questions that reveal values and motivations. Lebrano places special emphasis on questions as tools for understanding rather than traps for exposing inconsistency. Instead of debating policies at the surface level, the book suggests exploring what experiences and values are driving a view. When someone supports a controversial position, they may be prioritizing security, fairness, freedom, tradition, or distrust of institutions. Uncovering that foundation helps you respond to the real concern rather than a caricature. The book guides readers toward questions that invite reflection, such as how a person came to believe something, what would count as disconfirming evidence, or what trade-offs they worry about. These prompts can shift the other person from defending a tribe to examining their own reasoning. Another important idea is that good questions also communicate respect. They show you believe the other person has reasons, even if you disagree. Lebrano also warns against interrogations that feel like cross-examinations, which trigger resistance. The goal is mutual discovery. By learning to ask better questions, readers can turn a stalemate into a conversation about meaning, priorities, and lived experience, which is where durable persuasion becomes possible. Fourthly, listening as a strategy for influence, not surrender. A major argument is that listening is not passive, and it does not mean conceding. Lebrano treats listening as an active practice that changes the emotional temperature of a discussion and increases the chance that the other person will reciprocate. The book explores how to listen for the structure of an argument and the feelings behind it, then reflect back what you heard in a way the speaker recognizes. This approach helps correct misunderstandings early and reduces the impulse to escalate. The author also addresses a common fear that listening legitimizes harmful ideas. The book suggests separating comprehension from endorsement. You can make clear what you reject while still demonstrating that you understand the perspective accurately. Another listening skill is noticing when you are preparing your rebuttal instead of absorbing information and deliberately returning to curiosity. Lubrano connects these habits to real outcomes when people feel heard. They are more willing to consider dissonant information and less likely to retreat into slogans. Readers come away with tools to keep conversations grounded, to spot the moments when someone is ready for nuance, and to influence without triggering a defensive shutdown. Lastly, choosing when and how to engage in a polarized world. The book does not present dialogue as a universal duty. Lubrano discusses the importance of discernment. Some situations reward engagement, while others punish it. Readers are encouraged to assess goals, stakes, and power dynamics before entering a political conversation. If the goal is to protect a relationship, the best move may be to focus on shared concerns and avoid performative debate. If the goal is to challenge misinformation, the best approach may be to speak calmly for bystanders or to plant a seed rather than force a reversal. The author also emphasizes boundaries, including when to pause, exit, or refuse a bad faith exchange. Another theme is patience. Minds often change through accumulation of small moments. A respectful correction, a surprising question, a personal story, or a recognition of a trade-off. The book frames persuasion as long-term work that includes maintaining your own integrity and emotional well-being. By offering a realistic model of influence, it helps readers stop treating every disagreement as an emergency and start treating communication as a craft. That shift can reduce burnout and make civic life feel more manageable. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel trapped between two unsatisfying options: staying silent to keep the peace or arguing in ways that damage relationships. It will appeal to anyone who discusses politics at work, with family, online, or in community spaces and wants more constructive outcomes. The benefit is practical and personal. You learn to recognize the emotional mechanics of disagreement, reduce defensiveness in yourself and others, and steer conversations toward values, motivations, and trade-offs rather than slogans. These skills can improve everyday relationships, lower stress, and make you more effective when you do choose to speak up. Compared with similar books on debate or rhetoric, Lubrano focuses less on clever points and more on the social conditions that make belief revision possible. That emphasis matters in the 21st century, when polarization, identity signaling, and algorithmic outrage often overpower logic. The result is a guide that treats persuasion as a humane, long-term practice instead of a performance. If you want to influence without humiliating and to disagree without losing your humanity, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Sarah Stein Lubrano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.